The Hidden Node for the Dodies of Podcasting 2013. So it's the 11th. That would make it the 13th episode. Awesome. Oh, it has been a productive Sunday, actually. Few things. One, well, first the unproductive but awesome part. Trish today played Magic for the first time. If you haven't caught on now, but Trish is my wife. She's also Patty, so, you know, she kind of goes by both names. Anyway, so if I use either one, you know who I'm talking about. Trish played Magic for the first time today. And, well, you would think that, you know, me being the one who was experienced at the game and knew about the cards and how pretty much the concept of everything worked, would be the one who, you know, might have won. You'd be wrong, because she whooped my butt. Just kind of not going to go over the nitty-gritty, because I'm sure you guys aren't exactly in the mood for listening to a Magic the Gathering fan cast. But to sum up, she made herself a white and green deck. I did pure blue. And she basically just pounded me into the dirt with creature after creature. That's what green does, people. They're really good at it. So, it was fun. I was looking forward to playing more, and I've got enough cards of the other colors to probably put another deck or two together in case we have friends come over. But it's kind of nice playing Magic again. It's been maybe 10 years since the last time I played. So cards are different. There's a lot of new enchantments and things like that. But you know, it's kind of fun. And I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna get bit to the point where we're starting like buying cards. Probably not. But you know. It was fun, and if it's something for us to do together, well, that's awesome. Okay, so productivity note. I didn't work on a news story, however, I worked on a 2 for You again today. And it's ready. It's Kindle formatted. I checked it in all the different device viewers and all that, and I'm happy with how it looks. I even cooked up a cover, which I will link with this post when this goes live. Yeah. I'm excited. The book isn't published yet on Kindle. It's all ready to go. I just had to hit a button, basically. But Trish wants me to let her take a crack at the cover image. She is a graphic designer by trade. At least she was for a couple years in Second Life. And so she's done advertisement and things like that for a while. And she wants to take what I've had and see if she can improve it any, which, hey, that's fine by me. I'm quite happy to let her take a crack at it. But within the next 48 hours, I'm going to press that button. And it's going to go up. And that is incredibly exciting for me. Sorry, raising my voice. No, I'm extremely excited about the concept of having that up. I mean, I don't expect to, quote, quit my day job with publishing this. It's a 99-cent story. That's 30, 35 cents, you know, royalties. Even if people find me, it's not really much. But it's a start, you know? It's a start. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to follow that motto of trying to do 52 stories a year. I'm not. I don't think that will lend me to make quality stories. But I am going to try to put as many stories as I can up there that I'm happy with, that I think are good stories, that are at least as decent as this one, I would say. And that's kind of my overall goal for now. Let's do some short story writing, and then, you know, once I have 5 or 6 of them, put them together as a set, put them out there, you know, for $2.99 as a little kind of mini novel. Really, that's probably the price I'll charge for novels anyway, $2.99 or $3.99. And just build on that. It's not going to happen overnight that I'm going to be able to quit my day job and do this. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort. But this is the first real major step. This is me deciding that I think I'm worth it. Me deciding that I think it's good to go. And so I'm going to do it. I'm going to... I'm excited. I really am. You know, we'll see where I am come the end of October when and if that first paycheck hits. I don't know if it will. I'm not planning on super advertising this story. I'm really not. I may mention it here and there, but I'm not really going to be like, hey, buy my story, buy my story. I'm going to save a little bit more of an advertising push until I have that collection. Because I want to give people content enough to where if they like one, they'll like them all. We'll see. You know, we'll see. So, I guess that's going to be it. I'm going to let it go there, but, yeah, I'm really excited, and, you know, it's better time spent doing that than gaming. Better time spent doing something that I love than gaming. So, by the way, in case you can't tell the excitement level I have now, this is kind of what it feels like when I finish a novel. So, I guess publishing one makes me feel as good as finishing one, and that's kind of nice finding that out. So, I'm a little giddy right now, but I'm going to calm down and probably go to sleep so I can go to work in the morning, but for now, I'm really happy, and I'm really glad you guys are listening that I can share this with you. I'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.